The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Ravenna tries to bring it across the timeline. Prasoski picks the pocket up ahead. Teal, the layup. Morgan is good. And Kearney Catholic now with their biggest lead.
Tonight, the Overton Eagles travel east down Highway 30 to battle the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Forces it in, draws the double team. Now Moore has some room, but his pass back out front is stolen away by Creighton Ryan. Goes to the rack, scores, and Overton leads.
Overton's boys had one of the biggest comebacks of last season in their win over the Stars, and will look for more magic tonight, while the Kearney Catholic girls look to stay unbeaten against a young Overton squad. It's the Eagles and Stars coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium Kearney with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic. It is time for game two of tonight's doubleheader as the Kearney Catholic Stars take on the Overton Eagles in boys competition. In a game last year that was a tale of two halves and saw an incredible Overton comeback on their home court in the first game of 2014. So kind of a rarity the way the schedule falls this year. These teams playing twice in one calendar year. Last year, an amazing comeback after down by more than 20 early in the second half. Overton rallied to win the game over Kearney Catholic and went on to the state finals, of course, last year. And tonight, they look to do it again, but it'll be on the Kearney Catholic court. In the girls' game, as expected, the Lady Stars cruise 69-20. 11 players scored, nobody more than 10 points in the ball game for the Stars tonight. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll have the starting lineups for tonight's boys matchup right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for tonight's boys contest. Here is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For the Overton Eagles, number 13 is a 5'10 sophomore, Sam Kolhonik. And then a load of seniors. Number 15, 5'8 senior, Chris Seeberger. Number 21, 6'3 senior, Creighton Ryan. He averages a double-double, over 17 points and 11 rebounds a game. Number 23 is a 6'3 senior, Caleb Eklund. And number 25, 5'11 senior, Dylan Margaretz. The Eagles are 2-3 on the season, coached by Clint Little, assisted by Seth Ehlers and Brady Weiss. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, number 10 is a 5'11 junior, Tyler Mestel. Number 13 is a 6'1 senior, Zach Jackson. Number 14 is a 5'11 sophomore, Brady Holtmeyer. Number 22 is a 6'2 senior, John Masker. And number 23, 5'9 senior, Harrison Pierce. Head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Scott Carlin, assisted by Don Lease, A.J. Landon, Bob Langan, Alex Lease, and Matt Johnson. The Stars are 3-3 on the season. They were ranked ninth in the preseason Class C1 rankings. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening tip is next.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
We're ready for high school basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton, and Lexington of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. As we get ready for the opening tip, our Seeds to Success tonight brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed Professional. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy, Pioneer.com, and your mobile, Pioneer.com. on their smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weeches. Well, Coach Clint Little been telling us that they have had troubles turning the ball over. Kearney Catholic's going to put pressure on them. Overton can't turn the ball over because they've got a kid in Creighton Ryan that can take over a basketball game. The Stars have to keep him in check. But if Creighton and his Overton teammates keep turning it over, they will have a long night ahead. That's your Seeds to Success tonight. Kearney Catholic will win the opening tip. They'll move from left to right. The Stars from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Overton's going to start out in a 2-1-2 zone here. And the Stars will look it over, try and figure it out. Bounce pass inside to Holtmeyer. Out top, three-point shot on the way by Pierce. It's no good. Long rebound comes out to Zach Jackson. So when you play that zone, the Stars will shoot threes. Masker, he'll put up the three. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Creighton Ryan, his first of the basketball game. If the Stars don't shoot well from the outside against this zone, they're going to have troubles as well. Man-to-man by Kearney Catholic. And Overton getting it into the hands of Caleb Eklund. Eklund works the ball between the circles, 6'3 at the guard position. Left-hand dribble, works it over to the wing. Now picks it up on the double team. Up top, he'll go to Seaberger. Swing it over around the right corner and being patient here. Sam Kolhonik, the sophomore, takes it to the baseline, runs out of room, and his jump pass sails over the head of Seaberger and out of bounds. So Overton turns it over on their opening possession. And Kearney Catholic will throw it in. Overton doesn't get up in your face as far as defense. They will play you strong zone half court, but they're not going to press you unless necessary, and they're not going to overplay the basketball. And as Tyler Mestel drives to the hoop, there's a hand check foul before he can get the shot away. Our first foul of the game, called on the Eagles, Chris Seaberger. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Pierce to throw it in. Everybody on the left wing, they get it to Masker. Looking back inside, it's packed in, so the Stars will kick it out to Mestel. Back to Masker, the hero, one of them against Ravenna last week. Into the cutter, Holtmeyer, his spinning shot, bounces on the rim three times, won't go. Rebound brought down by Ryan. Long outlet pass into the front court to Eklund, and he got tripped up by Zach Jackson. Had a foul called on the Star senior. First on Kearney Catholic. And Overton will get it underneath their own hoop. Minute and a half in, we're still scoreless. And Overton will lob it all the way out top to Creighton Ryan. He'll dribble to the high post, fire it underneath. Short 7-foot jumper is up and in by Dylan Margaretz. Little one-hand jumper there for Dylan. And Overton has drawn the first blood tonight. Three-pointer Zach Jackson nearly banked it in from the right wing. Offensive rebound pulled down by Mestel. 6-foot putback is no good. And coming out of there again with it is going to be Ryan. And as he pushes the ball up the floor, a foul called on Kearney Catholic trying to steal it back. So Creighton already three rebounds here in the game. We haven't played 2 minutes. Foul on Tyler Mestel. His first. Overton ball at midcourt. They'll dump it in here to Kolhonik, to Seeberger. Seeberger guarded by Pierce. Left-hand dribble over on the wing. Thinking about a three, shooting a three. Caleb Eklund off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Holtmeyer. Brady will clear it out to Jackson. Jackson pushes it up right side to Masker. Spot up three, right corner, short. They've already missed four on the Stars' side. Trying to save it in, and Holtmeyer just about takes out our TV man and gets the rebound as he throws it back out towards midcourt, and Pierce tracks it down. Backdoor lob. They get it to Mestel. He's covered. Back out Masker. Another three, and that one is good. So it took five tries, but the Stars hit a three, and then they take the lead and turn it over. Overton with the turnover. The Stars then get confused and travel with the basketball. Mestel wanted to go right back to where it came from, but Masker had already turned his head towards the hoop for a rebound possibility. Into the ball game for Overton, Peyton Grote, 6'2 sophomore, will check in. Checking out will be Dylan Margaret's. Into the front court, the press is broke, 3-on-1. They end up with a reverse layup because they attacked the basket. They were too compact. They didn't attack it from the angles. Overton did a good job of breaking the press, and they'll have to go to the line to shoot too because John Masker has the reach-in foul. Both teams have some depth. Now, how much of that would be considered, you know, do you have nine starters or do you have four? You just don't know as the free throw is up, and it is in for Caleb Eklund, tied at three. Both teams will play eight, nine, maybe even 10 guys in the game tonight. Overton, a couple of players that average in double figures. They get 58 a game. Kearney Catholic not quite to that point, although 66 and 75 in their last two games, finally shooting the ball better. Second free throw, Eklund, in and out, no good. In there for the offensive rebound, though, Chris Seeberger. He timed it just right. He'll kick it out top, get it to Kolhonik. Stars overplaying the ball. Three-pointer, Eklund, just short, no good. Rebound comes down to Nathan Williams, along with Bryce James. And up the floor they come. Masker, another three for the left corner, off the rim, and then over the backboard, and out of bounds. Also in there, Cam Moore. So Williams, Moore, and James came in. Masker and Jackson stay on the floor. Overton has just made the one sub with Grote in for Dylan Margaret's. 3 minutes in, and it's 3-3. As Overton will bring in some more players at the next horn, they start losing height the younger they get. Here is a jumper from the left corner by Peyton Grote, and he'll hit the 15-footer. I don't think anybody was expecting it. He just grabbed it and fired it. 5-3, Overton back on top. Stars into the front court. James over to Jackson outside the arc, trying to spread it against the 2-3. The ball gets away. Kearney Catholic second turnover. Up the floor with it is Kolhonik, and he has it knocked away. And out of bounds it goes. So back over to Overton. And coming in will be Gavin Florell, just a freshman, listed at 5'4". He checks in. Dylan Margaret's checks back in. And then we have got a foul away from the ball. Peyton Grote just absolutely depleted the Star defender, and all the whistles blew. So that'll be the first foul on Grote, and the ball back over to the Stars. 4.5 to go here in the first quarter, 5-3. Overton with the early lead. Moore with it on the right wing. Kicks it back up top. Against this zone, Stars will travel with the basketball with no pressure on them. Third turnover for the Stars, second straight. And Overton will dump it in. James is going to bother Caleb Eklund in the backcourt. Full court man-to-man. He'll get it across the timeline, into the trap. Then his pass into the corner, deflected out of bounds by Harrison Pierce. It's a weird style these two teams could play. You're going to see something like this, 5-3, but as soon as they start scoring, you will see a track meet because the Stars want to run and Overton's not afraid to get up and down the floor as well. That's what we saw last season when the two teams played. As Florell has it, right-hand dribble, James on him. Freshman versus the junior. Dump it into the corner to Eklund. Caleb tries the baseline cover, tries to force it into Grote. It wasn't there, and the ball knocked away. Third turnover, Overton. Outlet pass, Holtmeyer. He'll take it in with a left hand and score. First bucket for Brady Holtmeyer. 5-5, 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Florell with Eklund as they work it towards the front court. Get it into the hands of Creighton Ryan. Ryan to the cutter. Eklund is open, but he missed the finger roll down the right baseline. Got his own rebound, though, and saves it as he put back up and in. Boy, you're not going to get an easier one than he had, and it just rolled off the backside of the rim. Nathan Williams at the other end, draws the double team, kick it back out top, Pierce, swing it over the right side, James Starrs moving the ball, but can't score right now. Cam Moore's pass inside, oh, they call a kick. Sometimes that kick you have to be careful of. They actually threw it off the heel of a player, so there was some refs would let that go. Not that there's anything wrong, there wasn't going to be anything exciting happen after that play, but Overton will play defense. Basker off the inbounds. His three-pointer for the left corner rattles in and out. No good. Rebound, Sam Kolhonik. He doesn't have the numbers, so he'll put the brakes on. And another illegal screen going to be called here on Overton. Creighton Ryan threw his hip out and knocked the star defender on the ground. And that'll be the second time that has happened here. And both Ryan and Clint Little want to have a little word with the official, at least air their grievance right here. But if you get knocked off your feet, there's a pretty good chance there was a reason for it. Stars to the baseline. Holtmeyer, right corner, nowhere to go. Back out. Here's Jackson for a spot up three. Stars again cold from there. Rebound, Masker, and in traffic. We'll put it back up and in. Offensive put back for Masker, tied at seven with a little different zone pressure now. 2-1-2. Overton trying to throw over it, but the ball is tipped. Stolen away. Fourth turnover, Overton. Mestel, he has nobody to throw it to, and his pass deflected out of bounds by Chris Seeberger. Right back in after a very brief break is Grote and Eklund. 2:27 to go, first quarter. 7-7 here on Classic Hits. Inbounds pass right underneath to Mestel, and he is fouled by two or three of the Overton Eagles. This will be on Kolhonik, his first, and the team's fourth. Mestel will go to the line for the first free throws of the game for Kearney Catholic. And it is on the way and short, no good. Second free throw for Mestel on the way, and it's good. So Tyler gets 1-2, and Kearney Catholic regains the lead 8-7. Overton with the pressure, looking to get it in, having trouble, finally got to go to the outlet, Gavin Florell, and he'll go right back to Caleb Eklund. They want the ball in Eklund's hands. They're almost triple-teaming him. The jump pass or long pass would help him out. As the ball is deflected away, we get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Overton. And Overton will take it in from the top of the key, extended on the far side. Against the man-to-man, they'll dump it into Eklund. Cutter into the right corner, got around Mestel, and then Mestel on his shot, blocked it from behind. Stars come away with it. Three on three, bounce pass through the seam. Pierce, nice feed to Basker, layup good, and he's fouled. Great job by Harrison Pierce. The feed pass to him to go in for the layup was just a little long, so he had to grab it and chuck it back. And a chance for a three-point play now for John Masker, who has seven here in the first quarter, and the Stars have scored five in a row. Foul was called on Chris Seeberger, his second. And the free throw now for Masker. On the way, and it is good. So coming in, Bryce James. And Masker will check out. With a solid first quarter so far. 11-7, Kearney Catholic now up by four with a 6-0 run. Overton to throw it in. Pressure Ryan gets it in to Seeberger, to Eklund. Cross the timeline, up the sideline, Pierce on him. Hands it off to Dylan Margaret's. Rotated around to the baseline, Grote. And he walked. Tried to make the move to the hoop, but forgot to dribble the basketball. And again, Peyton just a sophomore out there. Fifth turnover for Overton. But they have been stuck on seven for a while, and they can't afford to have the Stars go on big runs. They're already on a 6-0 run. They want to stop it here. Skip pass over to Jackson. Tries the right baseline. Back out to Pierce. Pierce from the three-point line will drive. Throw into the far left corner to James. Up top, Mest for the three. It's no good. Tip try. Holtmeyer won't go. Still fighting for it, and he saves it again. Brady Holtmeyer, great save underneath to Mest. Missed another layup. Rebound brought down by Creighton Ryan. Overton wants to get up and go. They've got an open man at the other end, but they throw it the wrong way, and Holtmeyer steals it away. Seeberger was open, and then the Stars throw it right back. Two on two. Creighton Ryan. His pass deflected by the trailer. And it is the Christmas giving season right now as the Stars up front. Pierce, Eklund tries to knock it away. 58 seconds to go in the quarter. Lob underneath to Zach Jackson. Then it's knocked off a foot and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Stars. That was a brutal exchange. Three turnovers, a couple of missed layups. And now the officials are going to confer and overturn the call, and I think that's right. It looked like he slapped it off the foot of a Kearney Catholic Star, and Overton will get the basketball. So the Stars, five turnovers, Overton seven. And a very quick 5 seconds, Overton turns it over, can't get it in. They're not moving very well with the inbounds play here for Overton against the Stars' trap. Inbounds pass, Holtmeyer, nobody on him, but he missed the three-footer. My goodness. Rebound brought down by Caleb Eklund. So this last minute, you burn the film and try and start anew. As Eklund's in the front court with the dribble, guarded by Masker. Wants to drive, dishes it into the corner. Margaret's 15-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Holtmeyer. Brady already has five. He'll bring it up the floor with a left-hand dribble. By one, by two, gives it to Jackson. Layup is good. And the Stars have scored eight in a row, 13-7. 24 seconds remaining as Cam Moore gets his hand on the basketball. And every time the ball's deemed dead, the Stars are trying to sub so that they can get the press set up. Moore back out. James is in. 23 seconds here for Overton to get a shot. And for them, hopefully some points. Across the timeline to Florell. Florell with a right-hand dribble. And if he gets trapped, he's not tall enough to get out of there. And he's trapped, and he wraps it around, though, to Ryan. Over on the wing to Eklund. 6 seconds. Eklund knifes his way in. Rejected by Nathan Williams. Kearney Catholic with Zach Jackson to come up with the loose ball. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. With your score, the Kearney Catholic Stars 13, the Overton Eagles 7. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. I'm going to be careful because I know what's going to happen. We've got Caleb Eklund playing, and we've got Caleb Henry working the board back at the studio. So that's like a guarantee mess-up sometime tonight. 13-7, though. Doug Duda here with you at Cope Gymnasium. Kearney Catholic will get the ball with the lead to start the second quarter. They are currently on an 8-0 run. It's been about 4 minutes since the Eagles have been able to score, and here's a double dribble on Kearney Catholic. That's their sixth turnover. Overton had eight rebounds, nine for the Stars, eight for Overton. Free throw shooting, one of two Overton, two of three Kearney Catholic. The three-point shooting, the Stars are one of nine. Overton, 0 of 2. Overton basketball trailing by six. Wide open underneath, but they didn't see Chris Seeberger here on the overplaying man-to-man. Using up the dribble, Kulhonik there, lobs it into Ryan. He's fouled. He scores. First points of the game for Creighton or Ryan. A chance at a three-point play. The Stars are led by John Masker with eight. Caleb Eklund has three for Overton. Foul going to be called on Bryce James. His first, fourth team. Free throw no good. Fight for the loose ball. And it's going to be Eklund to slap off one of the Kearney Catholic Stars and out of bounds. So it will be Overton ball underneath their own hoop. Ryan to throw it in. Backdoor Eklund's there on the quick attack. He'll lay it up and in. Does a good job of using his body as a shield to keep the defender away. 13-11, so a four-point trip that time for Overton. Stars will throw over the top of the zone. Bryce James fakes the three, drives the baseline, dishes it off to Cam Moore, sits on the rim and in. Cam Moore, it might have actually been just tipped on the way up by one of the Eagle defenders as Eklund pushes the ball up the floor. His pass backwards is going to be knocked away by Zach Jackson. Stars up ahead. Harrison Pierce is there. He'll put it up. For some reason, the reverse layup missed it. Rebound Zach Jackson, though, and he'll get the follow bucket. Cleans up the trash, and it's 17-11. So two quick buckets by Kearney Catholic to answer the two and the four-point trip for Overton. 17-11. Into the front court they'll go. Dylan Margaritz dribbles out of the corner. Now they go to Ryan. Ryan spins. Nice athletic move off the square and in. Now here we go. We were stagnant on offense. Now you start to score. Teams moving a little more freely, getting up and down the floor. Bryce James into the corner, right side. Here comes Jackson. He just puts his head down, puts it off the glass, and Zach scores. 6 points now for Zach. 19-13 up to Grody's double team. Hits the trailer. Kolhanek, one-hand jumper from eight. Good. The floodgates have opened. 19-15, your score. Bryce James across the timeline. A four-point Kearney Catholic lead. A three-pointer, Zach Jackson. It's too strong. Offensive rebound, Pierce, and he got shoved. He'll go to the line. But the Stars are in a mode right now where they can't make anything outside. Two schools of thought, keep shooting or quit it and try and get that ball inside on the zone. But when you're playing zone, you got to knock some outside shots down. Foul on Peyton Grote. That'll be his second. And at the line, Harrison Pierce to shoot two. First one is up and in. Into the ball game for Overton, Bryson Margaritz, a 5'10 junior. With Creighton Ryan, Dylan Margaritz, also Chris Seeberger, and Brendan Meyer, another freshman at 5'4", checks in for Overton. Second free throw for Harrison Pierce. Rattles in and out, no good. Creighton Ryan will grab his fifth rebound. Wants to hustle up the floor, but the numbers aren't there. Nathan Williams in for Kearney Catholic, along with Mestel, Holtmeyer, Pierce, and Jackson. Overton works it around the perimeter. Both teams trying to stay fresh. Here comes the drive down the left baseline. It slips right out of the hands of Chris Seeberger on the way up, but they're able to save it right in the right-hand corner. Long three, no good, and then we have got a foul underneath. Looks like this will be over the back on Kearney Catholic. Dylan Margaritz was there for the board. And it looks like we may get a timeout here from Kearney Catholic. Zach Jackson with his second foul. 5:34 remaining in the first half of play. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with the score, Kearney Catholic 20, Overton 15.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Don't forget Monday Night Football currently airing on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Already some fireworks. A pick six for Denver, and then Cincinnati gets a Jeremy Hill 85-yard touchdown run. The Bengals and Broncos 7-7, 5 minutes into the game. Right here, it's 20-15, Kearney Catholic out of the Stars timeout with 5:34 to go in the second quarter. Overton tries to get it in. Underneath their own hoop, the ball will be kicked. And here come subs. So evidently, they got tired in the 1 second they were standing on the floor. And Creighton Ryan to throw it in. I've never understood that. And they are having all kinds of trouble throwing it in. And again, there's just not a lot of movement offensively or defensively. A turnover here for Overton. It'll be their 10th. Kearney Catholic has 6. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats, a review of the girls' game. Coach Rick Petrie of the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars. As Harrison Pierce pulls up from 15 and knocks down his first jumper of the ball game, and the Stars now have their biggest lead at 7 points. 22-15, the score of the girls' game, 69-20. Kearney Catholic 7-0, Overton 2-4. Up top, Eklund gives it off to Brendan, to Ryan down to the baseline. They're going to get it to Bryson Margaritz. His shot is blocked by Williams. Overton gets it back. and then it's knocked out of bounds. But Overton has got to find a way to get Creighton Ryan more involved offensively here. He just isn't getting a whole lot of touches, anything inside anyway. And back into the ball game, Seeberger and Dylan Margaritz to put the five starters back out there for Overton. 4:57 to go in the half. Ryan to throw it in. Finally gets it right underneath. Margaret's turnaround jumper from six. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Harrison Pierce. Pierce up the floor, coast to coast. Decides to take it all the way. It skips out. No good. Good move. Creighton Ryan, sixth rebound. He'll go out on the right wing and a foul. Tyler Mestel as they pull up from 6 feet. Chris Seeberger hits the ground, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. And for Mestel, that'll be his second personal foul. Team fouls are now even at six apiece. Again, there is a little bit of basketball going on tonight as the free throw is up, and it is good. First point for Seeberger. The Axtell Holiday Tournament has their boys' games going right now with Axtell playing Arcadia Loup City and Meridian playing Blue Hill. The girls' games played earlier tonight. Brady, a winner over Stapleton tonight. A couple of girls scores in. Marion over Papillion La Vista. Now the second free throw for Seeberger. It's up and it is in. So Chris hits them both. 22-17. Kearney Catholic leads it by five with 4:40 to go in the half. Pierce tries to throw it inside. Williams, the cutter, and it's knocked away. A good strip that time by Seeberger. Starting seventh turnover. And Caleb Eklund will handle it. Bryce James on him, crossover across the center circle. James pokes at it. Into the corner, they try to get it to Grote. The ball knocked away. They say it stays in bounds, and Bryce James will pick it up. It was Holtmeyer that made the steal. Pierce on the low block, goes up top. James, three-pointer is going to be blocked, and then it bounces off some heads underneath off the block of Caleb Eklund. Pierce forces up the shot, and he's going to draw the foul. Harrison is a bull in a china shop. He doesn't care who's in the way or what's going on. He's go, go, go. And he'll get two free throws here on the second foul from Sam Kulhonik. Pierce at the line so far this evening is one of two. He's got 3 points all here in the quarter. And the free throw is up and no good. Creighton Ryan, after a short breather, set to come back into the ball game. And now the second free throw for Pierce. On the way, and it too is good. So Harrison Pierce, not it too, because he missed the first one. And then Pierce tries to steal it on the inbounds, can't get it done. Long pass up to Grote. Not the guy that's going to attack the hoop, though. Over to Creighton Ryan. Nice no-look pass underneath, but the short jumper is missed by Margaritz. And the rebound brought down by Harrison Pierce. That's where you need Ryan inside. But he's got to handle it outside. Holtmeyer for three. No good. Rebound. Masker underneath. Then knocked out of his hands. And the steal is made by Dylan Margaritz. And that'll be the eighth turnover for Kearney Catholic. Stars trying to force a turnover. Creighton Ryan underneath. Margaritz is there. This time the layup is good. Dylan with his second bucket. And tell you what, Ryan's really looking to pass the ball a whole lot more in this ball game tonight. I mean, he averages 17 points, 11 rebounds. He also gets about 3.5 assists a game. 23-19, four-point game. Holtmeyer, 10-footer, right side of the key. No good. Creighton Ryan will pull down his seventh rebound. And a chance to make it a one-possession game again. Into the front court is Brendan Meyer. Stars smell blood in the water. Meyer in trouble. They're trying to get a timeout over here for Overton. And they will. A 30-second timeout. With 3:03 to go in the first half. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with your score, Kearney Catholic 23, Overton 19 on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
3:03 remaining here in the first half of play in our boys' game, special Monday night edition of High School Hoops on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Creighton Ryan throws it all the way in the backcourt to Eklund. They want to keep the ball in their two hands. They are handling the ball, and right now they are about the only two scorers on the floor. Out to Meyer between the circles. The freshman brings it to the right elbow. Kearney Catholic has Hoosman in there, and they both fall down. The blocking foul is going to be called. John Hoosman getting his first action, but I'm not sure that's who the foul is on. No, it's on Cam Moore. His first. And at the line will be Brendan Meyer, 5'4 freshman. And it must be a 1-1 because they're subbing in with Sam Kolhanek. He and Seaberger each have two fouls. They don't want to pick up a third one here in the final 2:49. So Meyer at the line to shoot a 1-1. It's up. It's good. 23-20. Second free throw coming up for Brendan. Meyer a couple of dribbles, puts it up, and good. Meyer hits them both. Two-point game, 23-21. Kearney Catholic has been a little quiet here the last couple of minutes offensively. James in the right-hand corner to Moore. Overton stays in that 2-3, 2-1-2 zone. In the paint, good ball fake Pierce, but then he passes it underneath to Cam Moore, who draws the foul. Pierce was about 5 feet from the hoop, but decided to make one more pass. So at the line to shoot two will be Cam Moore. Foul was called on Eklund, first on Caleb. The lefty Moore spin around and out. No good. Second free throw is coming up. It's on the way and good. So Moore will get one of two, his third point of the ball game, 24-21. Full court pressure on. Overton breaks the press, but they had everybody in the back court. That's unusual when you're trying to break the press. Too many people in the way. Now Ryan just decides to put his shoulder down and drive. Tough shot, no good. Bryce James with the rebound. He'll push it up on the right wing. Looks for the trailer. Swings it over the top to Masker. Catch and shoot three, no good. Rebound is tipped out by Bryce James. Second chance here for the Stars. 1 of 12 from three-point land for Kearney Catholic. Holtmeyer in a right-hand corner with 2 minutes. Bounce pass into Pierce. With the body in front of him, he decides to get rid of it. Back out top to James. To Pierce. Drives, throws through the baseline. Get it to Moore. Knocked out of his hands by Ryan. Grabbed by Hoosman. Kearney Catholic one more time. Skip pass. Three-pointer on the way. James, no good. Rebound brought down by Sam Kolhanek. Into the front court they come. And the ball will be knocked away. 1:38 before halftime, and Coach Clint Little has to sub a little bit here to keep his guys fresh. The Margaret's brothers will come in, Dylan and Bryson. Checking out will be Seaberger and Meyer. And it's Overton ball. They try to get it in. It's picked off. Out ahead of the pack is Holtmeyer. Oh, he was shoved in the back. That's close. They'll just call it a one-hand shove. You got to be careful when you foul that way. And a turnover on Overton will result in two free throws here for Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer only has 2 points so far in the game. First one is up, and it's good. 25-21, Kearney Catholic by four. And back into the ball game, the Stars will bring John Bach. Holtmeyer, Hoosman, Pierce, and Masker. Second free throw up, and it is good. So Holtmeyer hits them both. 26-21, five-point lead here for Kearney Catholic, and they're going to pressure Margaret's in the back court. The ball is loose. It's stolen away, popped out towards the half-court circle, and Masker will grab it. And then he tries to force it inside, deflected to Masker for three. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Eklund. Eklund out on the right side. Looking for the trailer. He got in trouble there. They get it to Ryan. Ryan into the paint. Works his way in. He'll hit the runner. Creighton Ryan with 6 points. 26-23. Pierce tries to go coast to coast. Gets tangled up with Eklund. Has to stop at the top of the circle and kick it out to Hoosman. Stars need to reset. So they will. Left elbow. Moving in Masker. Fires it across to Pierce. Pull up jumper from eight. In and out. Rebound brought down by Ryan. He's got 8 already in this game. Creighton decides to drive up the floor. He's got numbers to Eklund, who actually backs up at the three-point line. Not looking to take the shot, looking for a pick and roll. That doesn't work. And they'll throw it back over to Ryan. 30 seconds to go in the half. Ryan finds some room down the paint. He drives, he scores, but they're going to wave it off and say that the contact was before he took the shot. In the NBA, it's good, but not at the high school level. And the foul is on Harrison Pierce, his first. It is in the bonus. Both teams are in the bonus, so Creighton Ryan will go to the line and shoot a 1-1. He is 0 of 1 on the night. Over the years, free throw shooting has not been the friend of the Overton Eagles, and they are barely shooting 50% as a team this year. First free throw is good. Second one coming. Chance to make it a one-point game here. Creighton Ryan, he was right at 50%, 12 of 24 through their first five games at the line. Second free throw on the way and good. So he nails them both. He's got eight. It's a one-point game, 26 seconds to go in the half, 26-25, Kearney Catholic. It was a 22-point halftime lead, I believe, like 41-19 last year. Kearney Catholic and Overton came back and won that ball game. Stars playing for the last shot. 10 seconds. Masker between the circles. Pierce left wing with seven. Back over to Masker off a couple of screens. He'll take the three. It is no good. Rebound. Nobody grabs it. It's out of bounds off Ryan. So 2 seconds, and Kearney Catholic with an inbounds is going to get a chance to take a shot here. Cam Moore to throw it in. You got to get right on Masker. He's in the right-hand corner. Pierce in the left-hand corner. Moore looking in the paint. Gets it to Holtmeyer. Got a good look from seven, but it just will not go. Tough shooting half there for Holtmeyer and really most of the Stars. But they do have the lead at the half. The Overton Eagles battling strong after two. It is Kearney Catholic 26 and Overton 25. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School, where we are at halftime of our boys' contest tonight. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. It is a close one. A 7-point lead for the Stars is now 1, Kearney Catholic 26, and Overton 25. Earlier tonight, the girls' game went a little bit as expected. Kearney Catholic, a huge favorite, and they cruised 69-20. We had the running clock for most of the second half here today, and the Stars had 11 of their 13 girls score. Everybody got into the game, and we are joined now by head coach Rick Petrie, off to a 7-0 start. And, Coach, we knew that you were going to be the heavy favorite the last couple of games here against Elm Creek and against Overton, and you got that opportunity to play a lot of kids and I guess check on some things. We got to the point in the second half tonight where instead of fast breaking, let's set up a play out there. And those are the things that it's nice to have an opportunity to be able to do that. And everybody seemed like they were ready to play tonight.
Yeah, they did. It was a great first half. And like you said, second half, we decided to slow it down just a little bit and work on our sets a little bit, move the ball, get an open shot, see if we can't get it inside a little bit. And, you know, we were able to do that.
You've got a bunch of girls that can play basketball, obviously, and we see blowouts from time to time. But Overton just never really seemed to get rattled. They were going to turn the ball over against your pressure early on, and they did, 15 in the first quarter, and it gave you some easy shots. But they at least gave you a test tonight as far as not just handing you the ball every single time they walked up the floor.
Yeah, you know, and they're a young team, and they're going to get better as the year goes on, you know, they play a lot of freshmen, and sometimes you take your lumps with the freshmen, but they grow as they get older, and you know, in the future, they'll be a lot better than they are tonight.
As we said off the get-go, there are things in a game where you're a heavy favorite or a heavy underdog that you can still do well. Make free throws, box out, the fundamental things. You made free throws tonight, 12 of 13, and did some of those. Didn't turn the ball over a whole lot. Didn't have a lot of unforced errors tonight.
Yeah, and that's something we talked about before the game, is trying to control the turnovers and just taking care of the ball and rebounding and doing the little things that, you know, you should game after game.
What do you like about your team right now? What do we see here now that the month, the pre-Christmas seven games are in the book?
I really like the balance that we have, Doug. I think that, you know, we have a lot of kids that can score, and, you know, it might be, you know, Whitney one night or Allie one night that gets into double figures, or it might be Kylie or Anna or Maddie. You know, it really doesn't matter, and the kids don't really care. They just want to win basketball games, and, you know, they're playing together really well, and I think that, you know, is a credit to them.
North Platte St. Pat's will be your first opponent Monday. The way the moratorium works this year, it's just nobody really wants to have to play on New Year's Eve, so everybody's jamming them in. You don't get in a, quote, official practice. You'll probably have that shoot around or something on Monday morning, but how do you keep everybody fresh? You're lucky enough that the girls can go do things on their own during that break.
Yeah, we are, and hopefully they'll get into a gym or get out in the driveway if the weather permits and do a little bit of shooting and you know, maybe a little bit of running. But at the same time, you know, they need to enjoy this time with their family and stuff. And we'll come back and we'll practice Monday morning for a little bit before our game.
Running,
yeah. Running. I know that's certainly a foreign word in my dictionary.
Well, what can you tell me about St. Pat's? This is on paper is going to be your only real challenge again for about 3 weeks.
Well, you know, they're a team that likes to get up and down the floor, and, you know, they have good guards, and, you know, we'll have to, I think they'll run with us, and I think it could be a fun game.
That was a very short scouting report. Do you guys just know each other too well?
You know, there's not too many secrets. You know, you've played teams a long time, and you know, as long as the coach doesn't change, they may change a few things, but for the most part, they're going to do the things that they like to do, and we're going to do the things that we like to do, and, you know, hopefully we'll come out on the best end of that.
All right, Coach, Merry Christmas, and congratulations on the 7-0 start.
Thanks, Doug, and Merry Christmas to you.
Rick Petrie, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. They win it tonight 69-20. Nobody had more than 10 points. Michelle Messbarger and Maddie Squires, and Squires was 8 of 8 at the line. Boys game a lot closer, 26-25 at the half. Kearney Catholic. We'll be back and look at the numbers next.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look now at our first half numbers, and we will begin with the Overton Eagles. Sam Kolhanek has 2 points and 2 rebounds. Chris Seeberger, 2 of 2 at the line for his 2 points, 1 rebound. Creighton Ryan leads the way with 8 points, 8 rebounds, another solid first half from the kid that's averaging 17 points and over 11 rebounds a game. Caleb Eklund, 5 points, 4 rebounds, and he has 1 block shot. Dylan Margaritz has 4 points and a rebound. Brendan Meyer hit a pair of free throws, and Peyton Grote has 2 points. 7 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second. At the half, Overton has 25 points, 16 rebounds, 7 out of 9 at the free throw line. 0-3 from three-point land, one block, 13 turnovers. For Kearney Catholic, Bryce James has two rebounds. Tyler Mestel, 1 point, one rebound, one block. Zach Jackson, 6 points, two rebounds. Brady Holtmeyer, 4 points, five rebounds to lead the team. John Masker had all eight of his points in the first quarter. He's got two rebounds and the only made three for the Stars. Harrison Pierce has 4 points, three rebounds. Cam Moore, 3 points. And Nathan Williams has one rebound but two block shots. And the rebounding totals are exactly even. Kearney Catholic had 13 points in each quarter. And at the half, 26 points, 16 rebounds. They have gotten to the free throw line, both teams, a little bit in this basketball game. 7 of 11 for the Stars compared to 7 of 9 for Overton. Three-point shootings have been a disaster. 1 of 15 for Kearney Catholic. Three block shots and eight turnovers. Foul situation, Mestel and Jackson have two for Kearney Catholic. Kolhanek and Seeberger, along with Grote, have two for Overton. At the half, 3-3 Kearney Catholic leads 2-3 Overton, 26-25. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Don't forget Monday Night Football currently airing on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. At the end of the first quarter, Denver and Cincinnati are tied at 7. Here it'll be Overton with the ball to start the second half, a chance to take the lead. They had the lead for quite a while in the first quarter, 5-3, 5-4, 7-5. And then the Stars went on an 8-0 run into the second quarter, and they have not trailed since. But it's 26-25, and Overton has the ball. Skip past a Eklund. Stars are going to throw a zone at him here on the first possession, but I don't expect that to last too long. It's a real matchup. Masker over on the defender. Three-pointer is up, and it is in. Chris Seeberger, the first three of the game, and it gives Overton the lead at 28-26. 1 of 4 from three-point land for Overton. Kearney Catholic, you've got to figure he's going to hit a few. Pierce will try the three, but that is over everything. But luckily for the Stars, Tyler Mestel's right there. That's one thing about shooting an air ball. Odds of your team getting the offensive rebound are pretty high. 28-28, just underway here in quarter number three. Creighton Ryan across the timeline throws through the double team. Overton should have numbers if they attack, but they keep it on the outside. Seeberger, dribble penetration, back to Ryan, left corner three. Creighton off the iron. Eklund follow, won't go. Eklund trying, no. Tyler Mestel will get it. Caleb Eklund with good hustle, just couldn't finish at the other end. Pierce runs the floor, gets it down to Masker on the left block, and he's going to be blocked by Creighton Ryan. First block for Ryan. He's a good, good, good basketball player. Stars will get it underneath the hoop. Pierce to throw it in. Looking, looking. Out to Holtmeyer, right elbow, 15-footer, and Brady knocks it down. Brady was a little cold in the first half, had a lot of good looks, and they just kept bouncing out for him, but he knocks that down. He's got 6 points, and the Stars back on top, 30-28. Against the zone trap, Overton gets across the timeline. Eklund and Ryan working the basketball. Over to Eklund, throwing through the double team. Seeberger, another three from the corner. That one will not go, and the board is pulled down. Tyler Mestel gets another one. He's already got three in the quarter. Fast break Stars. Jackson puts the shoulder down, scoop shot of the lane, hits the heel, no good. And a foul underneath. I think this is going to be on Holtmeyer. Crash it in there. Brady with his first personal foul. That's the first foul of the half on either team. So Overton with the basketball, trying to find a way to get things tied up or even take the lead here with another three-pointer. Into the front court they'll come. Handling the basketball is Kolhanek, tries to swing it into the corner. The ball deflected, first turnover of the half. And here come the Stars. Baseball pass to Mestel in the right corner. Drives the baseline, then dribbled it off his foot, and out of bounds it goes. So the teams will exchange turnovers. And it comes back over to the Eagles. A few few girls' scores have been reported tonight, but nothing really in the area. Brady, 52-26 over Stapleton. Malcolm beat Louisville. Wisner Pilger over Wakefield. Winnebago beat Lutheran High Northeast. Omaha Marion beat Papillion La Vista. And Omaha Concordia over Bennington. Overton barely breaks the 10-second line. They get it down to Grody's underneath the hoop, works his way out, gets bailed out on a foul call on the Stars. He was behind the backboard. He was doing everything he could to get around the glass without walking. And a foul going to be called on Holtmeyer. Two quick ones here on Brady in the third quarter. At the line to shoot two will be Peyton Grote. His first trip to the line. The first one is on the way, and it is no good. A little strong. Second free throw down, 30-28. Kearney Catholic leads it by two. 5:37 to go in the third quarter. Free throw up, and Grote hits it. So 3 points now for Peyton, 30-29. Stars by one with the basketball. Across the timeline, Zach Jackson works it around the perimeter. Left-hand corner to Mestel. Jackson again, right side, Pierce, skip past Mestel. Mestel's going to try the three. Looks good, and it is. One finally finds the range. The Stars now 2 of 17 from three-point land, but it makes it a four-point game, 33-29. Ryan over to Eklund, and then throws it behind Chris Seeberger in the front court. Turned over all the way to the other end. The layup, Zach Jackson is up and in. 8 points for Zach, and 5 quick points here, and the Stars are back up by six. Seeberger into the front court, but hits the trailer. Ryan swings it over to Eklund. Caleb, quick three, and it will not go. Long rebound. Kolhonik saves it. Overton's already shot more threes here in the quarter than they did the entire first half. On the block, Ryan's open. Spin move, jump hook, good. 10 down for Creighton Ryan. 35-31, Kearney Catholic. 4:40 to go, third quarter. On KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton, Elm Creek. And PlatteRiverPreps.com, here's Zach Jackson again. Steps between defenders, lays it off the window. And Zach into double figures. 37-31. Ryan down the middle of the floor, kicks it off to Eklund. 30 feet away from the hoop now as he backs up on the dribble. Uses his dribble over to Grote. Overton needs to move the ball a little bit quicker. They're finding the opening, and here's a short jumper, no good by Kolhonik, but the follow by Eklund. It's up and in, 7 for Caleb. So Kearney Catholic got a bucket that way, and now Overton gets a cheapie. Stars waste no time into the front court. Mestel at the top of the key, hands it to Pierce, back to Tyler. On the left wing, they'll go to Masker, handed his face for Grote. Now Mestel drives, got a look from 13, no good. Backside rebound by Holtmeyer. He'll kick it out into the corner for a three-pointer, and Zach Jackson is on fire. 7 of the quarter and 13 of the game. And that equals the largest lead for Kearney Catholic, 40-33. The difference is when those threes start falling. As Kolhonik gets into the front court, Seeberger to Kolhonik. Sam back out to Seeberger. Gets the zone, lob it down to Grote. He's on the block, low side. He's up, he's in, he's fouled. He's got a chance at a three-point play. And Overton finally finding the seam on the block. They've been able to dribble through the pressure, but they haven't really got it down low, and we got a ton of subs coming in. Here is Gavin Florell. Dylan Margaret's back in for Overton. For Kearney Catholic, it's James, Moore, and Williams. The foul was called on Kearney Catholic's Harrison Pierce, his second. First free throw, Grote to complete the three-point play is up and in, so he's got 4 in the quarter, 6 in the game, and it's 40-36. Kearney Catholic by 4. They've got the ball with James Pierce into the paint. There's Williams, wanted to make a pass, dropped it. Must have been touched by Overton, or it would have been a double dribble to James. Another three. So they are now 3 out of 4 in the quarter after going 1 of 15 in the first half. 43-36. Stars by 7, 2:45 to go here in quarter number 3. Moving right along, and Overton, with no sense of urgency, gets right into a 10-second call. That is a couple of 5-second calls, a 10-second call, 16 turnovers now for Overton. And again, it's not like the Stars are really putting pressure on. Here's another three. Good by Zach Jackson. Well, Overton was right there, and then the Stars started raining them down, and they're up by 10. As Overton gets it into the front court, now they need a bucket. And then worry about getting a stop. Creighton Ryan, a leaner from 10, bouncing on the rim twice, three times, won't go. Rebound brought down by Pierce. The track gun is off to the other end. He gives, he gets back, and the short jumper is in. Harrison Pierce on the give and go with Zach Jackson. 48-36, that's eight in a row for Kearney Catholic, and now they smell blood in the water and they're really getting aggressive. Ryan brings it across the timeline and Zach Jackson runs right into him. Third foul for Zach. Fourth on the Stars. No fouls yet in the half on Overton. As it looks like they're trying to get a breather here for Eklund. Groat's also going to come back out. Kolhanek and Seaberger in the game. 48-36 now. Kearney Catholic with eight in a row to blow that lead out to 12. Here's Florell. Gavin throws over the top of the pressure. Gets it back to Kolhanek to Florell. He's just not able to do much being out-hyped by everybody on the floor. He can handle the ball, but can't really throw over the pressure. As the ball is slapped away, Florell trying to grab it, but no. Jackson comes up with it. Zach to the trailer, Cam Moore. And it's going to be blocked but out of bounds. Good defense by Sam Kolhanek. No foul called. It'll be Kearney Catholic ball. We'll give Kolhanek credit for a little block shot there. And now Florell and Creighton Ryan will check out of the ball game. 1:33 to go. Inbounds pass Williams. 10-footer good. Well, the shot chart will look a whole lot different from the third quarter back to the first two quarters for Kearney Catholic, and they're up by 14. Go for the steal. Williams can't get it. Coming out of there with it, Seaberger. Now it's knocked away from behind by Zach Jackson. And the snowball is getting bigger as it rolls down the mountain. Overton's got to get out of the way so they don't get run over. But the Stars are running them over as Williams shot underneath. Skips off, no good. Rebound brought down by Seaberger. Overton up the floor with it is Kolhanek. Sam tries to hit the trailer, and Bryce James closes and makes another steal. Three state turnovers. Harrison Pierce, coast to coast, leaves it off to Williams. Short jumper, good. Overton tried to draw the charge but couldn't get a call. 44 seconds to go. And it changed in about 2.5 minutes here. A 10-0 run, and the Stars again getting real aggressive. Harrison Pierce will be called for the foul, his third. That's the fifth foul on Kearney Catholic. And it'll be Overton ball underneath their own hoop. Masker back in for the Stars, and Meyer for Overton. Mestel back in for the Stars. 36 seconds remain to the third, 52-36. Kearney Catholic, they're up one at the half. But they have scored 26 points in this quarter, doubling their first half total, and another steal. Mestel's got it out ahead of the pack all by himself, and the layup is good. Seven in the quarter, eight in the game for Tyler Mestel. And the lead is now 18. It was 40-36. Overton was right there. And now Kearney Catholic has just blown things open. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Meyer out around midcourt, left-hand dribble, brings it to the key, gets it out of there, fires it over to Seaberger. 8 seconds to go, tries to lob it down to Groat, and I don't know if Groat thought it was for somebody else, but it sailed right over his head and out of bounds. Overton had been taking care of the ball, but now 6 turnovers during this stretch. 5.5 seconds to go here for Kearney Catholic to throw one up. They'll try to put some token pressure out of the backcourt, throw over the top of it to Masker, gets by everybody. He's going to get a layup, but he missed it in traffic. It wasn't a clean layup, but it was in traffic, and that is the end of the first 8 minutes of the second half. Three quarters are in the books, and Kearney Catholic closes the third quarter on a 14-0 run. It's the Stars 54, Overton 36 on Classic Hits.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Ready to get the fourth quarter underway. Doug Duda, our producer engineer, Caleb Henry. A 54-36 lead here for Kearney Catholic. They've scored the last 14 points. 10 in the quarter for Zach Jackson, 16 in the game. 7 in the quarter for Tyler Mestel, 8 in the game. 8 for John Masker. Those were all in the first quarter. Cam Moore in the paint, kicks it out top. Bryce James. James, the 19-footer, is good. His second bucket of the ball game, and one of the big reasons Kearney Catholic got it going last quarter. They hit four straight threes. They scored 28 points, outscoring Overton 28-11. Margaret's in the right-hand corner. Overton never did use a timeout. That's pretty much how quick it was. Stars continue to extend the zone. Creighton Ryan with 10 points leads Overton. He'll try a three-pointer from the left wing. Got it. 2 of 8 now for Overton from beyond the arc. And Kearney Catholic, by going 4 for 5, is now 5 of 20 because they were 1 for 15 in the first half. Ryan now with 13 points. Inside Williams on the block left side. Ryan blocks it, but it goes right to Tyler Mestel. Mestel cannot finish the second time, and the rebound comes down to Sam Kolhonik. Second block for Ryan. Into the front court, Eklund. Margaret's on the right wing. Remember last year, Overton made a whale of a comeback, but they did it over two quarters. They have 6.5 remaining here. They've got to get hot. Ryan starts to drive, and a hand check foul on Tyler Mestel, and that will be his third. It is the sixth team foul on Kearney Catholic, still 0 on Overton. And 90 seconds into the fourth quarter, we've got subs. Holtmeyer, Jackson, and Pierce back on for Kearney Catholic. Meyer and Grote for Overton. And to throw it in will be Ryan for the Eagles. And a lazy high throw up top. Kearney Catholic loves those, but Eklund tall enough to get it. Over to Meyer for the three, and he got it. Big three-pointer for Brendan Meyer. And can the Eagles start to rattle some from downtown to get back to it? Holtmeyer pull-up jumper from 15, no good. Stars converge and slap it out. Tyler Mestel will run it down. He'll try another three, and it's good. 5 straight threes for Kearney Catholic, 59-42. Ryan in the front court, stops back to the trailer, Eklund. They double him on the right wing, Meyer. An even longer three, but that one's too strong. And the rebound brought down by Mestel. 5 of the quarter for Tyler. Up the floor, Pierce. Stop top of the circle of Holtmeyer in the corner. Jackson for 3, but that one is no good. Come off strong. And the rebound brought down by Creighton Ryan. Ryan's 10th board brings it up the floor. Skip pass over to Kolhonik, drives the left baseline, tries to peel it back to Eklund. It's deflected away, but he grabs it. Now Caleb for 3, and it is all the way around and out, no good. Rebound, Meyer, back up and in. How about that? Little 5-4 Brendan Meyer in the paint. Grabs it and puts up the teardrop floater, and he's got 7, 59-44. 5:15 to go in the game. When we're done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Stay with us for that, and then it's Merry Christmas to all, and all a good night. 5 minutes to go, and the in pass in the paint is going to be taken away. Creighton Ryan. Ryan behind the back, tries to go all the way, and finishes. 15 for Creighton Ryan. Overton showing what they can do. They should be probably not 2-3, and they're showing some of the talent that they have here. As Pierce got free in the paint, up and under. It bounces around. It won't go. Holtmeyer, the rebound, and a foul called underneath. It bounced one too many times on the rim because Overton was there. They had the box out, but they went up, and it bounced one more time on the rim. They end up on the ground. Holtmeyer goes up and grabs his 7th board. The foul is on Peyton Grote. That'll be his 3rd. The first foul of the half on Overton, and the Stars will take it out underneath with Pierce to throw it in to Bryce James. He's got a 3-point look, and it's all net. And most of the makes are right now. That is the sixth three-pointer of the second half. 62-46, and you can't gain any ground if the Stars keep making threes. Meyer up top. Working a basketball pass tipped by Williams. Meyer got it back. Nice move into the corner. They didn't attack the paint, though. A three Ryan. No. And it went, and it looked like it went over the backboard, but Cam Moore's going to grab it and head the other way. Moore out of the wing. Drives baseline. Pierce, one-hand runner, is up and in, and the Stars are going now. And Overton, taking the ball in, didn't take it out. They didn't step across the end line. First turnover of the quarter, and both teams pretty tired, so a timeout going to be taken here by the Eagles. It'll be a full-length timeout with 4:05 remaining in the ball game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. It's Kearney Catholic 64, Overton 46.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Doug Duda back with you here at Cope Gymnasium. A big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. And Merry Christmas to all of you as Kearney Catholic will take it out underneath their own hoop to Moore, right wing, drives in the paint, got a man in the air, but he traveled. Did a little too much pump fake in there, and that'll be the 11th turnover in the game for Kearney Catholic, their third of the half. Overton down 64-46 with 4 minutes to go. Margaret's in the front court, back to the trailer. Ryan, he walked.
Yep.
The official right on top of that one, too. This was a one-point game at the half. It was 40-36 with about 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and then the Stars went on a 14-0 run, forcing a lot of turnovers, hitting four threes in a row, not on four straight possessions, but four straight threes that they took they made, and they have made a cushion. The rest of the game has been very even, but that three-minute stretch determined this ball game. Cam Moore in the right-hand corner to James. Ball fake. Back to Moore, almost lost it. Up front, Eklund got a fingertip on it. Stars skip pass over to Pierce. Good pass to Moore underneath. Ryan trying to block it, shot no good. Rebound brought down by Seeberger. Good defensive possession there for the Eagles. Up the floor with it will be Seeberger into the right-hand corner. Eklund, a floater from the baseline, won't go. Meyer tries to grab the rebound from the backside, but it goes out of bounds. Kearney Catholic going to make a fresh five substitution here, a mixture of first and second teamers. 3:10 to go, 64-46. Kearney Catholic by 18, looking for their third straight win to go to 4-3. Unfortunately for Overton, they're going to go to 2-4. Their first game out of the holiday break will be against Ravenna and then against either Bertrand or Centura. Next Monday and Tuesday at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, Holtmeyer gets open underneath, blocked by Eklund, goes right back to him, though. He kicks it out top. Mesta will try a three. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Creighton Ryan. He's at his average for the season at 11. Ryan will bring it up the floor. Good pass down the floor through the needle. The eye of the needle to Chris Seeberger. And he'll put it up from eight and score. 64-48. But again, Overton's not a pressing team, so hard to force turnovers when you can't press. They're just trying to zone trap up front. Holtmeyer drives the baseline, kicks it through to Mestel. To the right elbow, John Hoosman. Masker, head fake, has some room. Left-hand runner, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds off of Overton. Kearney Catholic will get another opportunity. And this is the point where sometimes they have a hard time taking their foot off the gas pedal. They've got it secured if they don't make a lot of turnovers, but they just keep going after it. Holtmeyer drives. He's fouled on his run out. And he'll get two free throws. The foul will be on Creighton Ryan, his second, only the second foul of the half for Overton. Holtmeyer, 2 of 2 at the line. 6 points tonight for Brady. Leads the team in rebounding with 7, and that one is up, and it is in. 65-48, Kearney Catholic, after averaging just about 45 points the first four games, averaging nearly 70 the last three. The second free throw up, and it is in. Holtmeyer, 66-48, then full court pressure. They force the turnover. Mestel gets it back to Holtmeyer, but missed the little layup, and the rebound brought down by Creighton Ryan. He'll get it into the front court. Go from the left wing to the top of the circle all the way. Takes the shot. No good. Blocking foul called on the Stars. Looked like John Bach couldn't keep his feet set there. He had position, but he knew the contact was coming. First foul on Bach. And at the line to shoot two will be Creighton Ryan. He's 2 of 3, leads the team with 15 points tonight. First free throw got to the front of the rim and crawled in. Well, if he can hit this one, he's going to be right on his season average of 17 points and 11 rebounds. 16 and 11 right now. And the free throw is up, and it is in. So he hits them both. 66-50, Kearney Catholic. 2 minutes to go. Overton, they've scored points this year. They score them again tonight. But it's not going to be enough on that Kearney Catholic run. 1:50 to go. Pass tipped away. Steal is made up ahead to Ryan. He'll go in with the layup, and he went off the wrong foot. He was just a little too far. He missed it. The rebound brought down by Bach, and a foul or a timeout called here. Or was that Hoosman? Hoosman, excuse me, got the rebound, and then a timeout called by Kearney Catholic. So with 1:43 remaining in the ball game, a few more faces will be coming in. Your score, Kearney Catholic 66, Overton 50. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Doug Duda back with you here at Cope Gymnasium. The final 1:43 of our boys basketball game. Kearney Catholic will get the sweep over Overton tonight, winning the girls game 69-20 and leading 66-50 here in the boys game. Bryce James. Stars trying to spread the floor here. Overton has went to a zone trap. Ball tip picked up by Bach. John up top, Bryce James. Three-pointer off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound, Holtmeyer. Stick back, no good. Another try, Bach, no good. And finally, Eklund will bring it down. Trying to get some points on the board. Creighton Ryan fakes the three, drives the left baseline, has it tipped out of his hands. Turnover. Kearney Catholic still running into the corner. Mestel, 1 minute to go. John Hoosman over to James. One-on-one on the left side. On the block, they get it to Holtmeyer, but he ball faked into a travel, and the ball will come back over to Overton. 56 seconds remain. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right around the corner. Final stats and a chance to chat with the head coach and Scott Carlin. Ball becomes Overton's, trying to get it across the timeline. Meyer does, into the hands of Kolhonik. Up the floor, they'll go to Seeberger. Back to Meyer, left elbow. Kolhonik, one dribble, rotated around Eklund. Eklund's going to try the three-pointer. It's no good. Long rebound goes out of bounds. And I think it's going to be Overton basketball. Coming in now for Kearney Catholic, Brock Kowalski. And Braxton Bellamy, Cam Moore back in there for the final 35 seconds here tonight. And Overton to throw it in. But first, I guess a timeout going to be called here so that they can get a play set up. Timeout called by the Eagles. 35 seconds remains. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with the score Kearney Catholic 66, Overton 50.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
35 seconds remain. Overton to inbound the ball from the deep corner in the front court. It'll be Seaberger to throw it in. They get it up top to Ryan. Top of the key three off the screen, off the heel. No good. Rebound brought down by Hoosman. Poked out of his hands, but the Stars are still able to find it. 25 seconds as Kowalski brings it up the floor. Gave it to Bellamy. Wanted to get the three up, but he walked with a basketball. So the Stars turn it over, still 22 seconds remaining in the game. Overton will get one more chance to get a shot on the way. So, fairly entertaining game tonight, but again, it was the last 3 minutes of the third quarter that made the difference as Cam Moore makes a steal. Moore, outlet pass deflected away. So still playing hard here in the final few seconds of the ball game. And then some time off again, as we said, some good alumni from both schools here watching the game tonight. Cam Moore into the front court. Let's see if he just dribbles it out. Well, he's going to go to Hoosman. They want to get a shot. Skip pass over to Bach. Bach is just going to hold it. That's the end of the basketball game. With your final score, the Kearney Catholic Stars 66 and the Overton Eagles 50. Overton falls to 2-4. They'll play Ravenna next Monday night in the first round of the holiday tournament at around 6:15 in Ravenna. Kearney Catholic wins their third straight to go to 4-3, and they will play North Platte St. Pat's at around 3 next Monday afternoon over at the Amherst Holiday Tournament. We'll be back with all the numbers, coaches' interviews, and more on the New West postgame show right after this.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Find out. I heard you say it earlier. And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. Merry Christmas to everyone. Hope to see them next week at the holiday tournaments, both at Amherst. Of course, the Ravenna Holiday Tournament going on. The GNAC Holiday Tournament's going to be going on. Right now, though, it's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West, here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Here is a look at the final numbers for the Overton Eagles. Sam Kolhonik with 2 points, 4 rebounds, 1 block shot. Chris Seaberger, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Creighton Ryan, right at his season average, and I mean to the number. 17 points, 11, well, I mean, I lied. He's got 12 rebounds, so that's one above his average, 11.3. He had 2 block shots. Caleb Eklund, 7 points, 7 rebounds, 2 block shots. Dylan Markowitz had 4 points. Brendan Meyer, the freshman, had 7 points and 1 rebound in the basketball game. Peyton Grote ended up with 6 points on the night. 16 rebounds in the first half, and it looks like a total of 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 9 in the first half and 4 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half and 2 of 11 in the second half for Overton. The turnovers, though, they had troubles with those again tonight, 13 in each half. Overton had 25 points at halftime and 25 more in the second half, pretty consistent, and that's what they've been. There just have been a few moments from time to time, like the last 3 minutes of the third quarter here today. 50 points, 27 rebounds, 11 out of 14 at the free throw line, 3 of 14 from three-point land, 5 block shots, 26 turnovers. Overton now 2-4 on the season. As we said, they will play Ravenna at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament at approximately 6:15 on Monday, and then get either Centura or Bertrand next Tuesday. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic and chat with Coach Scott Carlin right after this timeout.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Here's a look at the final numbers now for Kearney Catholic. They had 8 different players score, and 4 different players had 8 points in the basketball game. We'll start with Bryce James, 8 points all in the second half. He ended up with 2 rebounds. Tyler Mestel, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 1 block shot. 10 of those points came in the second half. Zach Jackson led the scoring tonight for the Stars. 16 points. He had a 10-point third quarter. He had 2 rebounds. Brady Holtmeyer, 8 points and a team-high 8 rebounds. John Bach, a rebound. John Masker, 8 points, all in the first quarter, 2 rebounds. Harrison Pierce, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Cam Moore, 3 points, 1 rebound. Nathan Williams, 4 points, a rebound, and 2 blocks. And John Hoosman had 2 rebounds. 16 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, it was good both ways tonight. 7 of 11 in the first half for the Stars, 2 of 2 in the second half. Three-point shooting, one of the major differences in the ball game. The Stars were 1 of 15 in the first half. They were 6 of 10 in the second half of play. Three-point shooting definitely changed. And as far as the turnovers, 8 in the first half, 6 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 26 points at halftime. They scored 40 in the second half, and they finished tonight with 66 points, 29 rebounds, 9 out of 13 at the free throw line, 7 of 25 from three-point land, 3 block shots, 14 turnovers, their third straight win. The Stars are 4-3 after the 66-50 victory tonight over Overton, avenging last year's loss, and they will play North Platte St. Pat's at around 3 o'clock next Monday at the Amherst Holiday Tournament, and then get Amherst or Ogallala in the second day of that tournament. Arcadia Loup City girls beat Axtell tonight 50-39. That's probably a little bit of an upset. Axtell won the boys game over at their holiday tournament. There's a little basketball going on tonight, and Coach Scott Carlin joining us. Scott, are you glad you're playing tonight? I mean, you win the basketball game, but this game, because of the holidays, is before the first of the year, after the first of the year. You get this game in tonight to kind of send them on to the holiday break.
Yeah, I think it was a good deal because neither one of us had school today or tomorrow. So otherwise, you have 2 days of practice and kind of hard to motivate some guys at this time when you're looking forward to that little break to spend time with families as kids, and the coaches are obviously looking forward to it. So it's kind of nice that this can springboard you here like we're hoping it does for us.
Everything looked like it was moving good for you early on, but the shots weren't falling, and not just the three-point shots, 1 of 9 in the third quarter. Obviously, you hit a couple more of those. You got maybe a double-digit lead. You're up by 6 anyway, but you'll look at the shot chart, and a lot of good looks in there. Brady, probably the toughest night. He had a lot of good looks, and they weren't a lot of air balls, but they just wouldn't go down, and your kids had to fight through that.
Yeah, I thought a lot of our times we were just a half second late on things, so the shots became altered by, you know, Creighton Ryan and Caleb Eklund and stuff like that for them. And, you know, hats off to them that first half. They did a great job of realizing we're not hitting, and they just kind of kept scooting in and in. And our guys were going to keep shooting them because, for the most part, we got good looks of inside and out, and that was kind of the frustrating thing. I don't know if anybody noticed, but Coach Lease and I had a little heated exchange there at the bench because we were both frustrated about some of our times when we were leaning back instead of going towards the rim. And second half, I thought we changed that. All the guys followed through and went straight up or towards the hoop at least.
Masker comes out, tries to keep things going. You got a couple of kids out there, as you have had for a decade, that aren't afraid to catch it and shoot the basketball. And sometimes that'll affect the momentum of the game. When they're hot, we saw it in the third quarter, bang, four in a row from three-point land. And when John hit seven or eight in a row there in the first quarter, it changed the outlook from down 7-5 to going on an 8-0 run.
Yeah, I thought the big thing was on both those runs, we played inside to out, though. I thought we were able to get the ball to either the high post or low post. And then when you kick it out, you're stepping into your shot, you're following through. Or some of those when we were missing, there we were trying to run some fade screens and guys were fading away. Or, you know, at times we just flat out missed. I mean, hats off to them. They contested things. But when we were able to go inside out, I thought we looked very efficient.
I think your depth obviously was beneficial tonight. Overton plays about as many kids as you do, but they've got a lot of freshmen. A couple of them are 5'4". Your trapping pressure really gave them some fits.
Yeah, you know, I thought we were able to wear on them because they have some guys that play that maybe aren't quite as used to the pressure we face, but they got some very, very skilled ball players with, you know, Ryan and Eklund and stuff like that that make a big difference because when they're both out there, they give everybody else a lot of confidence for them. And hats off to those two seniors that really do step up and lead the team and give them a lot of things that most guys don't probably realize of just calming other guys down, getting guys in the right position.
It happened so quick in that last 3 minutes of the third quarter. I mean, the other 29 minutes seemed to be pretty evenly played tonight.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the thing we talked about is everybody, oh, we played great the second half. No, we shot good the second half, and especially for about a four-minute stretch from behind the arc. Defensively, we did some things good at times. At times, we just did some poor things, not contesting, not rotating, and I don't care who you are when you do that. It leads to the other team having success, and that's what happened tonight.
Scott Carlin, the head basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic. Three in a row now. Again, a couple of them against FKC teams that were at state last year, but don't have as many weapons. I mean, Elm Creek will when they get healthy. Overton just doesn't have as many as they had last year. What do you like now? You're going to be sitting at home at Christmas, but coaches are always thinking in their noggin. You'll be getting ready for next Monday, but I asked Coach Petrie this. What do you think of your team right now?
You know, I like for the most part that when we told them how many points we allowed, because our guys, we kind of asked them, and they said 50, and every single guy goes, dang it, that's not good enough. And that's a great sign from us that if we know that, yeah, we scored 66, but 50 is too many for us to give up. So I really like that, and I like the fact that our seniors have stepped up and shown great leadership. Saw it today in the third quarter by Harrison and Zach pushing through when they were just gassed, and they were the ones that sparked the run, I thought, whether it be defensively or rotating or getting a hand on a ball and stuff. So I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing from our senior leadership, and really this was probably as bad as we've shot since week one on that Saturday on our third day, and we are still able to come out on top. So that's encouraging.
You still got a couple of kids that aren't healthy. Now, Matt Masker may not be a big part of the rotation as a freshman, but Nathan Howe would be. What's the status on those two?
They both go in right around that holiday tournament time and get reevaluated, so we'll know more there, but we're hoping if everything looks good, that's when they'll be coming back for both.
And a quick thought on the holiday tournament, starting with North Platte St. Pat's. There have been some dandies. I would say the majority of the great games over the years that this holiday tournament have been going on have been between the Stars and the Irish Boys.
Yeah, I think it's two teams that play a contrasting style. They like to get it down low, a little more methodical. They're going to pound you. You know, Coach O'Malley does a great job over there. And I wouldn't call us methodical by any means. And we're going to try to create more pressure. They're going to just if we shoot well, we'll look really good against them because they play that pack line defense a lot where they're kind of halfway contesting. But if you're hitting from outside, they're going to have to respect it, and they don't see a lot of teams that like to play our style.
Well, Scott, congratulations on the winning streak you've got going and a nice game tonight. Merry Christmas, buddy. We'll see you next week.
Merry Christmas, Doug. Thanks.
Scott Carlin, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Boys. We'll wrap it up after this timeout of the New West postgame show.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Well, that's going to wrap things up from here tonight. A few other scores that we gave you. We talked about a couple of the scores from the Arcadia Loup City and Axtell games, with Axtell winning the boys, Arcadia Loup City winning the girls game tonight. 50-39 was the score there, but not really much else from the tournament, and a lot of basketball from our area tonight. Girls game 69-20, Kearney Catholic. 11 players scored. Michelle Messbarger, Maddie Squires each had 10 points. Six for Mackenzie Beavers led the way for Overton. And again, we'll be back with you Monday. We're finalizing our plans on a second holiday tournament. We will be at the Amherst Holiday Tournament for the Kearney Catholic, North Platte, St. Pat's, and Amherst Ogallala games on Monday and Tuesday. And then we've also got the Ravenna Holiday Tournament that we've been at for a number of years. Overton will be playing against Ravenna, and Centura will be playing against Bertrand. The GNAC Holiday Tournament with Kearney and Hastings is in, and that's going on over at Hastings. That's the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. New West here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, saying thanks for joining us. Thanks so much to our many fine sponsors. We've got a couple days left in 2014 for high school hoops, but very Merry Christmas to all of you. Thanks for being with us. Doug and Daddy show still for you on ESPN Radio, 11 o'clock daily, Monday through Friday. And again, we remind you that on ESPN tonight, there is Monday Night Football going on with just a couple of seconds before halftime. It is Cincinnati taking it to the Broncos. The Bengals 20, the Broncos 7 right before the half on ESPN 1460 and 1550. This is Doug Duda from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic saying once again the final score. The Kearney Catholic boys defeat Overton 66-50. Merry Christmas, everyone, and good night.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.